Yes, blessings to you in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Have been talking here this week on Hebrews 4. It has been such a blessing. We had actually had it as a topic in church on Sunday, and it has been a real blessing to me to read through that. And to understand the deep meanings, the deep security that we can have in Christ, and through that brings us rest. We know that rest is in Christ, and we know that that security comes when our trust is completely in Christ. And we also know that, that many a times the way that God chooses is usually not the natural way that we would choose, and I believe that's why God is asking us to take up his cross and follow him. I do believe that God wants us to have little or no regard for our own personal preferences. And that doesn't mean that, life will become a miserable existence here. I actually think that that's when we find true joy, because God is to be trusted. We know that when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them a blessed life. We know that that when the Spirit of God was alive in Adam and Eve, they had a blessed life. In other words, they had a life of milk and honey. In other words, they had fruit to eat of, and they didn't even have to plant them. They could sit beside a waterfall all day long, and at night they had the privilege of looking up into the stars, and they could watch the animals, and it was a blessed life. It was like being in a park all day long, and they had no worry. They had no worry of dying. They had no worry of their retirement. They had no worry of getting sick. They had no worry of what if. They had no what ifs in their life, none. And that was completely stress-free life. It was only when they sinned, it was only when the spirit within them died that all kinds of problems came. In other words, that is then when the thistles came. That is when they, for the first time, had to sweat. That is when they, quote, had to work. And we know that as we observe God, as we observe heaven, as we observe the Garden of Eden before sin came, we see a life of blessing. We don't see a life of toil and agonizing, miserable existence. We see a life of happiness, and we see a life of joy. In other words, we see Adam and Eve with everything just handed to them, so to speak. And we have to understand, as we take up the cross of Jesus Christ, we have to understand that that is who God is. That is who we're being yoked with. We are being yoked with someone who loves life. We are being yoked with someone who loves to give gifts. He loves to give us everything we need without working for it, so to speak. He loves to have the fruit grow around us, where all we have to do is reach up and eat it. We have to. There's no spraying. There's no planting. There's no taking care of the orchard. There's none of that. And so that is the God we serve. So as we are yoked with him, as it says, the scripture says that my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we are yoked with him, we will find life of blessing. And oftentimes what people are being lied to by the devil is they fear, by just surrendering all to Christ and to take up his cross, is going to be a miserable life. But as a matter of fact, it's not. Now, will there be outward misery? Yes. There will be at times, not all, but yes, there will be some. And but the thing is that you have inner joy and peace. And that is something that that I would like to encourage us to follow as we take up the cross of Jesus Christ, as we yoke ourselves with him. And as we surrender to that voice, it never works to use human reasoning, and God will call us to go places that we never dreamed we'd go. But he will be faithful, he will provide all the means, and he will go before us. And it will be a blessed life. I would just like to promise you that by the promises in the scripture, and the promises of our Heavenly Father, that if we yield completely to Christ and first of all discern what the Spirit is telling us to do, and if we then ask God to confirm those things, then we move forward in them, that God will come through for us. May he bless you richly.